The Declaration of Independence was signed on this day in 1776. Revolutionary War followed, of course. It's taken 10 years to build a museum dedicated to that war. It was supposed to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, but a litigation war began between preservationists and developers. For member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Peter Crimmins reports the battle's finally come to an end.
The American Revolution Center began with an ambitious idea to tell the story of the entire American Revolution. In addition to a museum, it would also include a conference center and a hotel built on 78 acres of private land inside Valley Forge National Historic Park. Preservationists howled that such a development would mar the open space park, but the ARC prevailed through a lawsuit and announced crews would break ground in May. That never happened. Suddenly this week, the National Park Service announced a deal had been struck. A museum would not be built in Valley Forge, but rather at 3rd and Chestnut Streets in downtown Philadelphia. Park Service spokesman Phil Sheridan says the government is going to trade an acre of urban real estate with the ARC.
The land we're standing on will no longer belong to the American people, it will belong to the American Revolution Center, and the 78-acre parcel they own inside the boundary of Valley Forge will go to the National Park Service for the American people.
It seems the protests worked in the long run. The National Park Conservation Association, a national advocacy group, fought the Valley Forge site in town councils, in planning commissions, and in court. The plans still went forward. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell found $8 million in state money, and philanthropist Jerry Lenfest took $5 million out of his own pocket to start the Valley Forge development. But Lenfest says the damage was done.
With that cloud over our head, we couldn't really go out and run a campaign to raise money. Well, you know, the National Park Conservation Association sort of hamstrung us. But this is a better location than Valley Forge, and we're all extremely excited.
So far, nobody's objecting to using a little-known site in a downtown historic district to create a tri-corner of revolutionary fervor. The new museum will be a stone's throw from both Independence Hall, where the Declaration was signed, and the National Constitution Center. However, it leaves Valley Forge kind of in the cold. The local Chamber of Commerce and the town council were hoping a museum would boost the number of visitors to the area. The Greater Philadelphia Tourism Marketing Corporation oversees both downtown Philadelphia and Valley Forge. CEO Merrill Levitt says Valley Forge officials could still use the downtown museum to their advantage.
They could think of it as they now have an outpost right on Independence Mall that can get more people to go out to Valley Forge, which is something they didn't have before.
Though it will still be a fight to drive tourists 25 miles north to Valley Forge. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News.